Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's Lowe. Swinging a drive into deep right field. At the track. At the wall. And two. Infield in. The pitch is swung on and nubbed on the first base side. Wong will not have a play. Picks it up with a bare hand. Throws to first in time. It's a swinging bunt that puts the Orioles ahead 4-3.
This game can just be such a joke sometimes.
And it is swung on and popped up into shallow left field. The shortstop Henderson is back. He's under it. He makes the play. And that is one of the toughest losses of the season. And that happened way too often in this homestand. Three times the base is loaded, the Sox don't score. They waste a dramatic game-tying home run from Nathaniel Lowe, and they go 2-3 in a homestand that featured the Marlins and the Orioles. Ouch.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's Arcan.
On WEEI.
Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original. We are live in our Brighton studios, which are powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight. On a Wednesday, the 20th of August, a full 4 hours. JoJo Braverman.
Are we sure it's 4 hours? It's not a Thursday.
I know. I'm just as shocked as you are. When do we ever have a full show that's not during the All-Star break and is not on a Thursday? Never. Never. But tonight, things are different. And they're a little bit different with the baseball team as well, and not in a good way. All those vibes, all that fun, the 7-game win streak, all that, I think they officially cooled off a while ago. But now they're officially in trouble. They went from riding high to cooling off to, oh my God, this team is in trouble in the span of about, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, not even, 10 days. You follow a streaky baseball team. You root for a streaky baseball team here, Red Sox Nation. Hate to be the one to break that to you. And right now, that streak is going right down the back of their trousers. This is unfortunate what we're seeing right here. And that thing last night, an emotional day at the park, to be sure. A day full of incredible stories, 2 days full of incredible stories from the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. And a day of incredible generosity and giving from Red Sox Nation. You talk about the environment of Fenway Park and what that feels like to the players, and you hear the players talk about it, Alex Cora and everybody. I'd say the feel in Fenway Park over the last 2 days was about as serious and positive as I think it's been, I don't know, ever. When the Jimmy Fund telethon is going on, I think that all of those things are ratcheted up in a way that is really sort of hard to describe, but you know it while you're there, and you feel it while you're there. And with all of that said, You know, you're looking at a Red Sox team that some truths we knew about them, like they don't lose often at Fenway. They certainly don't lose consecutive games at Fenway. They don't lose Garrett Crochet starts, two consecutive Garrett Crochet starts. They've never done that before. Well, actually, they have, but they haven't done it in a long time. Certain things that you just kind of expect, that you expect to see, that you've grown to expect with this team. After a rough couple of months to start the year, they've, I think, found their lane in a lot of ways. They've improved to become a wild card team, which they still are, by the way. And I've been hearing people talk about them today like they're five games back of the wild card now, which they most certainly aren't. But that last night, that was troubling. That was a troubling loss in every possible sense of the word. Troubling for the roster, troubling for the manager, troubling for the third base coach, troubling for the starting pitcher. There weren't a whole lot of people that really should avoid blame for that thing last night. There was a lot of blame to go around. You know, Aroldis Chapman, you can't blame him, I guess. He had a nice inning. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty awful. It was a pretty awful way to lose. The consecutive innings with the bases loaded, I mean, everything you could possibly say about it's been said today. I don't have too much else to say.
Ouch.
Ouch. Thank you. Thank you, Will. Ouch is right. One time, it's a problem. Two straight innings, it's, you kidding me? A third straight inning? Three straight innings with the bases loaded? Then it's just, that's you, you know? That's just what you are. First time, you know, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Third time, shame on everybody, you know? Third time, you can't drive a run in. Shame on everybody. And I have some thoughts on the play at the plate that didn't happen. I have some thoughts on Nate Eaton getting held at third base, which I will get to a little bit later on in the show. But what I want to talk about right now is a statement that was made to me by multiple different people. McAdam, Fleming, I think Brooksy even said that. Everybody that I discussed this with around the trade deadline, after the trade deadline was over, and that whimper of a trade deadline that this team ended up doing and executing. After that was over, I asked a lot of different people the same question. I said, and I need to work on that, but I asked a lot of different people the same question. And that was, why should we believe that this year will be different? Why should we believe that the Red Sox in 2025, in the final 2 months of the season, are not going to be like the 2024 Red Sox, the 2023 Red Sox, the 2022 Red Sox? And why are they going to be like the 2021 Red Sox? What's to make a, why should we believe that? And one thing we kept hearing, and one answer that I kept hearing, was this team's different. It's a different team. This isn't the 2024 Red Sox. This isn't the 2022. It's not any of those teams. This team has an ace. This team has a star closer. This team has different platoon players and role players who all know exactly what their role is, and they're so great against righties when they're in there to hit. And they got young players who may have some dips offensively, but you know that they're building towards something, and you can see flashes of it already. And things that we all sort of got fed as excuses for why they didn't want to make big moves at the deadline, why they didn't want to break up this major league team. We're not trading anybody from the major league roster, right? We're not doing that because this team is so good as currently constituted. I, Craig Breslow, did such a wonderful job at assembling this team that there is no earthly way, even if it was to bring in a number two starter or maybe even a potential 1B next to Crochet, we could not possibly peel a layer off this team. We just can't do it. We can't. Even though we have five outfielders and three starting pitchers, we can't trade any of them.
Teams have to like our players.
It's impossible. And when he said that, he was talking about their minor leaguers. Because they were not willing to go that extra mile, at least according to the reports. I know that there was talk about that Jaron Duran offer and that they shot it right down. It seems like anytime anybody on the roster was brought up or asked about in a trade, it was shot down quickly. Even when value-wise, you were probably getting a little bit more value, starting pitching and so forth, than having all these outfielders. And that's not to say I think they should have traded Jaron Duran. But it is to say that I think their steadfast approach of nobody off the major league roster, that's a deal breaker. We're sticking to just minor league. It's you can have any of these prospects you want, but you can't take anybody off the major league roster. Well, here we are. And you know what, by the way? The major league roster, have you taken a look at the transactions lately since the All-Star break, since the deadline? A lot of guys getting DFA'd, a lot of guys getting the option back down to the minors. You know, a lot of just a carousel, basically, of these triple, quadruple-A players, these pitchers, you know, position players, guys coming up for a spell. Sometimes it's because of, you know, Abreu's injured or something like that. But not always. David Hamilton, that wasn't from an injury. Okay, all these relief pitchers, Alcala and all these guys, they keep cycling through here. Campbell, who was the other kid they just sent down that they just brought up? Moran. You know, these are all guys who are pitching innings for this team lately. They're out there. They're pitching in big spots. They're pitching in games maybe where they don't have the lead, but it's not completely out of hand. And there's just this rotation of relievers that you can never really count on. And some of them are getting optioned down. Some of them are getting DFA'd. But right now there's about five guys on this team that on another team would probably have been DFA'd already. Or not DFA'd, but at least sent down to the minors. And if they were out of options, then yeah, DFA'd. You know, and I'm talking about regular position guys. Not guys that I think anybody was trying to trade for, but guys like Yoshida, okay? You know, guys like Connor Wong. You know, guys like Campbell and Buehler and some of these other players who just are all season long been underperforming. And I'm not saying that because I want to call for anyone's job or anything like that. I hope that these guys can turn it around. I mean, there's some place. Sedan Rafaela hasn't had a hit in I don't even know how long. All right? And there was a time where he was one of your most promising young players. This year, it was part of that time. When he gets hot, he's unbelievable. When he's cold, he's been a negative for you since the All-Star break. A net negative. Even with that great defense, he is a liability at the plate right now, as are a lot of guys. A lot of guys that I remember Breslow and other people telling me around the trade deadline that the reason why we're not going for these big moves is because we like all these players. We like all these platoons. We like all these righty-lefty splits. We like this team the way it is. And this team the way it is, I'm just not sure is up for it. And I'm not sure if the manager's up for it. I'm not sure if the coaches are up for it, the scouts. I'm not sure if the people in the front office are necessarily up for it. And I mean that in every facet of the organization. What else can you say about a team that for the umpteenth year in a row just refuses to go forward at the trade deadline, even when they are right there in the smack dab in the middle of the wild card, and they just will not do it. They won't allow them to do it. You got a runner on third base. You want to send them home. We can't do it. We did all this research before the series. You hear Cora after the game? Well, we made this decision before the series. You did? You made a decision about this particular situation and exactly what you were going to do and how you were not. If the ball went a certain distance, you weren't going to send a guy from third base to run on Couser, which, by the way, and I love Mego dearly, but Mego said that Couser doesn't have a good arm. He's got the 17th strongest arm in baseball at any position. In the whole major leagues, he throws the ball on average about 93 miles an hour. And I only looked that up because, first of all, I Googled who throws the ball the hardest in the majors, and StatCast has a whole list. And there's Couser right there, number 17 on the list. You know, which isn't, like, great, but considering that's every position player in the whole league, it's a lot of players. 17 is pretty good. So, yeah, I understand not necessarily wanting to run on them, but you got to understand the situation that you're in. And I do have a theory on why that all happened the way it did. I'll share it with you in just a little bit. But is this team really different? Fleming and everybody told me it's a different team. They're not going to fall apart like these other ones because they're different. This looks the same. This looks like the same kind of pants crapping that we've been watching for 3 years. And I'm just, you know, I know the signs. I know what it looks like. And almost every year, there's been one of these kind of games where it's not necessarily striking out three straight innings with the bases loaded to end the inning and not score any runs, but just a statement game, a game that makes the fans sort of sit up and go, oh my God, it's happening again. And, you know, it seems like it's always right around this time of year. It was right around this time of year with Cora and the Bear Claw game. Remember that? That was third week of August, I think. I mean, this is when it happens. I warned you about this last week. This is when it happens, for better or for worse. And I know there's a lot of new players on this team. I know. But there's a lot of the same guys on this team, too, and it's the same manager. And it keeps happening. And I'm tired of it. I mean, really, I'm tired of it. If this is that potential turning point here, then the Red Sox are in a world of trouble. This month of September could get very, very ugly here if these next four games against the Yankees don't go the Red Sox way. It could be a bloodbath. Like a real, like, you know? And I don't say that lightly. As you all know, I mean, this is very much tied into what I do and my time slot and everything else. And we got a football season starting here in, 3 weeks? You know? And a full month of Red Sox baseball on at night. And if this team spirals out of control and this free fall keeps going on for another couple of weeks here, September is going to be rough. It's going to be rough, and I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that. Not with this team. Not with the highs that I've seen with this team. Not with the peaks that have been achieved. I understand that they're streaky. I understand that they can go cold. But I'm not ready to give up on this team. I'm not ready for this team to just be background noise, and you shouldn't be either. But if you can't defend your home field against the Marlins and the Orioles, then, you know, I don't know what else to say. I don't know how else to put it. Yes, Joe.
Then I'll ask you this, since you're clearly, you're worried, but you're not hitting the panic button.
Oh, no, I'm hitting it.
Oh, you're hitting the panic button.
Panic button's been hit.
Okay.
Panic button's been hit officially.
Okay, so
I didn't pee my pants now, and that was the promise
that I made.
That's
good.
That was if they lost to the Marlins, but, you know, if I was on before that Orioles series and I had made that same kind of thing, right now I would be in here and I would have to follow up on that.
Okay, then if you're fully going to say the season's over, they're going to lose their playoff spot, what would they have to do? Like, how do they need another week of playing bad like this? Do they lose 3 out of 4? Against the Yankees, where what's your timeline?
Losing 3 out of 4 to the Yankees, I think, will expedite the process, sure. But really what it's about to me, I guess with the Yankees, because they're the team, I was about to say right behind you, but now they've leapfrogged you again. They're up a game on you now, full game, with the Mariners continuing to play well. You still, you know, have Cleveland and Kansas City. Kansas City's won 4 in a row. How far would it have to go? I'd say, I don't know, two more weeks of this, and I'd say you're pretty much background noise for the rest of the year, yeah.
Because, I mean, there is, when you look at their schedule, they have some room to make up some ground. Because after the Yankees, they go to the
sure.
Orioles again for 4.
Yeah.
Then they get Pittsburgh. Again, these aren't walk in the parks. We thought Miami and Baltimore.
They get Skeens in that Pittsburgh series, I mean,
walk.
You know?
Right, but it's like you can get some time with Cleveland in that 3-game series. You have Arizona. They're traveling out there. The Athletics. Like, there is time to make up this ground. But I do agree with you. If it doesn't happen soon, then there is more concern than there already is.
Yeah, there certainly should be. And listen, the Yankees, the Red Sox have been smoking the Yankees all year. Whenever the Red Sox are in trouble, the Yankees are exactly the cure for what ails them. And that's been great, by the way. I've loved that. I've really been enjoying that. But I just get the feeling that that's over. Okay? This team is cold. This team is ice cold. And if you need any further evidence of that, just go back and watch the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings last night again. If you want to torture yourself. That is an ice-cold team. And for now, you got everybody pitching who I want to see pitching. You got your top 4 guys, no Bueller going against the Yankees. I think that's great. But I also am concerned that the Yankees have now woken up. They hit 9 home runs yesterday. What did they? I mean, something ridiculous like that. Good for the Dong Report, but we didn't have one yesterday, so unfortunately, it's all for naught. And they've won 4 or 5 in a row, and they're starting to hit, and they're heating up right now. They've passed you. It's happening at a bad time, but there's not really a good time for this. There are less than 6 weeks left in the season. The Red Sox have to decide if they're going to be just another loser Red Sox team that fades away into the rest of the summer, if they're going to be something different. Like Fleming said, like McAdam said, like everybody said, that's not going to happen this year because this team's different. All right, well, let's see it. You want to be different, be different. Right now, I'm seeing the same thing. I'm seeing the same thing from Breslow that I saw from him last year and that I saw from Chaim Bloom. I'm seeing the same things from Alex Cora, and I'm seeing the same things from the product on the field. Ridiculous losses, inexcusable play, stupid mistakes, situational hitting that just makes you want to keel over in your seat. Trevor Story swinging, and the guy just walked five people, it seemed like. And Story's up there hacking. And these are your veterans, too. Someone the other day were like, well, you know, is this one of those games where you're really worried about the trade deadline? I said, no. You had all your guys. You had Bregman at the plate. You had Story at the plate. You had Duran at the plate. You had everybody up there that you wanted to have up there, batting with the bases loaded at one point or another. You had all your guys, all right? Yeah, sure. Would it be nice if Josh Naylor was on the team or Eugenio Suarez or somebody like that? Sure, yeah, that'd be fine too. But you had all your guys. They all got a rip at it, and they all blew it. And, you know, I mean, that's just how it goes sometimes. It's only one game in a long season. But, you know, so was that Bear Claw game. So there's been a lot of games like that. And you know them when you see them. I know them when I see them. And I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't know how you could. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got your 630 headlines coming up in just a moment. We have your phone calls, which we'll get to as well. Again, the number 617-779-7937. You can text the show at that number as well. MLB realignment is something that Rob Manfred was talking about. Expansion, we'll get to that. And some Patriots who may be on the trade block. It's all coming up at the 630 headlines. First, here's Joe Braverman to get you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. It's an off day for the Red Sox today following a rough end to their homestand as a 4-3 11-inning loss to the Orioles hands them their third straight loss at Fenway. That homestand against the Orioles and the Marlins gives them a record of 2-3. The Sox sit alone in the second wildcard spot. They're one game behind the Yankees and a half game up on the Mariners, who lost earlier today to the Phillies. They are 2.5 games up of the first team out of the playoff picture. That would be the Kansas City Royals. Four games set in the Bronx against the Yankees will get started tomorrow night. Lucas Giolito, Brian Bayo, Garrett Crochet, and Dustin May are your probable starters for Boston in the series. One roster move made earlier today for the Sox. The team option reliever Isaiah Campbell back to AAA Worcester. And Richard Fitz has been recalled. He will be primarily pitching out of the bullpen. The Patriots are off to the Meadowlands before their preseason finale tomorrow night against the New York Football Giants. According to Mike Reese of ESPN, receivers Efton Chisholm, Javon Baker, and Kyle Williams are among those that are not expected to play after not practicing for the past 2 days. Also in the NFL, 40-year-old Joe Flacco was tabbed as the Browns' starting quarterback for Week 1 over Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. And Shane Steichen named Daniel Jones as the Colts QB1 ahead of Anthony Richardson. And in the Little League World Series, Fairfield, Connecticut has advanced to the U.S. Championship game after a 7-3 win over Nevada earlier today. That game will be Saturday afternoon, 3:30 coverage on ESPN and ABC. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is 630 Headlines.
You heard the lady. It's 6:30. That means it's time for 6:30 Headlines here on the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original, and we'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. We'll get to the headlines, too, in just a moment, but quickly. A couple of things I just wanted to clear up. Texter in the 617 says, typical Boston blowhard announcer saying Seattle continues to play well. Meanwhile, they've lost five straight. You're right. I forgot they got swept in that last series, but you're right. They have not played great lately. It was Kansas City who's hot right now. They've won four in a row. The Guardians have lost a couple. But yeah, you're right. Seattle, not if they do continue to play well, if they bounce back from this five-game skid, then yeah, sure. But they are a half game behind the Red Sox at the moment. The Yankees are definitely playing well. And you're going to run into them here starting tomorrow night. Also, I got a text saying that, Arcan, you said the Red Sox made good moves the night of the deadline, shaking my head. I said that they addressed two of their needs, which they did. They didn't do nothing, I believe I said. Did I say they made good moves? I don't remember saying that. I mean, maybe I did. I don't know. Go back and listen. But I wasn't exactly doing backflips. I think I defended it maybe more than some other people just because they did get a starter and they did get a reliever, and I desperately wanted them to at least do something about those two positions, and I was expecting them not to do anything. So maybe there was a little bit of that that seeped in, and if so, then I apologize.
You were the one guy that didn't have any expectations at that deadline.
I mean, yeah, I didn't expect them to do anything. I thought they were going to just sit on their thumbs. I'm not kidding. I didn't think that they were going to find a deal that worked for them, that worked in the computer, that they would actually want to execute. I really thought that that was just beyond the scope of what Craig Breslow in the front office and the owner was willing to get done. So maybe that was it. You know, it's like, I don't know what you call it. It's like Stockholm Syndrome kind of, you know, like you're just so used to being, treated badly that you suddenly start to like certain things. That's a very bad explanation of it, but you know what I mean. Anyway, That's a major, major potential problem here. But it's not what I want to talk about in the 6:30 headlines. What I would like to talk about is something Rob Manfred had to say during the Little League, the Little League Classic or whatever?
It was the Little League Classic Mets and Mariners played down in Williamsport.
Down at the Little League field. And Rob Manfred was on for this historic event.
Really historic. The Sox played there before.
Major league players playing at a little league field. I mean, it's great. It's not historic at all. It's kind of stupid, but whatever. He was there, and he had some thoughts about Major League Baseball and his future.
It provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, entities like ESPN. You know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
Okay. He's talking about expansion. Said before that he wants to add two more teams to the league before his term is up in 2029. He said that a few times. And I think he said that in the broadcast, too, just not in that particular clip. But he said that expansion will allow them to do some realignment, maybe even completely do away with the American and the National Leagues and have it be conferences based on, just complete location and nothing else. Which I know for the old timers, for my Red Sox review callers, that's not going to go over well. They're still getting over the designated hitter, so it's a slow burn with some of that. But what I find so funny about all this is that for the first time in a while, numbers are going up Major League Baseball is trending upwards. The COVID year, the return from COVID. 2023 was the least watched World Series in the history of baseball, of televised baseball.
Which was Rangers Diamondbacks.
Rangers Diamondbacks. True. But that's my point. That's the whole point of this. If you want to expand, then you're going to be putting more baseball teams in more places that don't really care about it and that the nation doesn't really care about. And then you're likely to, you know, unless all the good players go to the Dodgers and the Yankees, which is, I think, what has powered this uptick a little bit, the fact that those two teams are good, again, in those two markets, with big, big stars that are easy to, you know, put out on the Gatorade bottles or whatever, New Balance. But it's so typical of Major League Baseball. For the first time in I don't know how many years, to finally see an uptick in popularity, an uptick in eyeballs, viewers, interest, all that stuff. And they immediately think, you know what, we got to try and ruin this game even more. Because I'm sorry, expansion, expanding this baseball league right now, expanding Major League Baseball is a terrible, terrible idea. It is. It's a terrible idea. There's too many teams now. What do we need? More Tampa Bays? We need more of these? Really? That's what's missing? A team in North Dakota? And that's the other thing. He keeps talking about the geographic challenges that these teams face and how if they do expand and realign, then finally, if we have two more teams, then we can finally realign everything and make it so the travel's not so bad. The travel's going to be tough no matter what. You know why? Because all the teams are clustered into little spaces. And they're already right now in those spaces. That's where it is. You look at the if you look at like a map of where every team in the U.S. is geographically located, the Colorado Rockies, there is nothing for like 1,000 square miles around them. There's nothing around the Rockies. There is a big force field around Coors Field, and there are no baseball diamonds, Major League Baseball diamonds, anywhere near it. Kind of the same thing with the Braves. You go down to Atlanta, you look around there where the Braves are, you got to go all the way down to Florida before you find any more teams, and there is nothing west of Atlanta in terms of Major League Baseball parks. There just aren't. So, you know, you got your Northeast, you got your Florida teams, you got your Texas teams, you got your California teams, and you got your cluster there in the Midwest, and that's basically it. You know, you want to what? Add some more teams to the Northwest? You're going to have a team in Idaho, have a team in Oregon? You know, Nevada, like, what are we doing? You're going to move a team to Vegas? You can't even get a team to Vegas right now with the A's. We're going to have two more new teams when you can't even move a team from Oakland to Las Vegas in a reasonable amount of time? Like, come on. And that's just so typical of Major League Baseball, to finally see something positive and just want to ruin it. You know, that's what they do. They see something positive. They see that people are starting to care about the game again. And the first thing they can think of is how can we make some more, squeeze some more money out of this and ruin the product. And that's what's happening. You know, it's going to happen. You think there's not going to be two new teams in the next couple of years? Of course there is.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
That poor guy. But you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just the league can't get out of its own way. They should be contracting teams. There should be fewer teams. If you gave a crap at all about the product, you wouldn't even be considering this. You wouldn't be considering it.
A piece of metal.
The 2023 World Series was the least watched World Series ever. And 2 years later, they're talking about expansion. That's insane. I think that's insane.
You know what's actually funny? I think you and I both hate it, but you hate the expansion. I hate the realignment. Because the idea of saying, oh, less wear and tear on the travel, that's ridiculous. Like, every league goes through this. I mean, granted, not every league is 162 games, but every pro athlete has to make that travel out to the West Coast.
Sure.
And yeah, their bodies are going to feel like crap. That's a ridiculous excuse. So
yeah.
I think you hate the expansion part. I hate the realignment part. That synchronizes us pretty good.
I'd say so. And the realignment thing, I don't really care. Like, you know, the Brewers used to be an American League team. The Astros used to be a National League team. They've swapped over American National League teams a bunch. That's something that's happened in my lifetime. I'm not that old. You know, like, I've seen that happen before. I don't care if a team moves from the National League to the American League. I'm not one of those baseball, oh, it's got to be like it was back in 1900. You know, I don't care about that. You want to move some teams around, move them around. But I think that's the only way to really settle this. Don't expand. Take some teams. You know, like take one of the Florida teams or both of the Florida teams for that matter. No one goes to any of those games. Take one of those two teams and or both of them and move them out somewhere in the Midwest. Put a team out there near Denver or something, or you know, west of Georgia or something like that. If you really want to fill in the gaps in the map here, then go ahead and do something like that. Don't expand. Don't make more, you know, just more teams and places that don't want baseball leading the potential World Series no one's going to care about. Like, it just don't do that. It's not what's working. That's not the part of this whole thing that's working right now. It's the fact that you have fun teams, you have fun stars, and there's a bunch of teams that no one cares about, and you're pretty good at just sort of ignoring them, you know? But the teams that you want to be invested are invested in it right now. The teams with the big markets that care about baseball are invested in it right now, and that's what you got to focus on. And they just could care less. They just see dollar signs. That's it. All right, next headline. And that would be... headline from Andrew Callahan over at the Boston Herald, who says that league sources are saying that the Patriots have raised both the names of Kyle Duggar and Anfernee Jennings in trade talks. Duggar emerging as a likelier candidate to be moved, and Jennings also surfacing in discussions, though his recent preseason surge may complicate the decision. He had 3 sacks against Minnesota, and he's been viewed as an awkward fit in Mike Vrabel's system. But his performance lately has been gotten people reevaluating that, according to Callahan. Well, who wouldn't want these guys now? A safety that they're a hair away from cutting, basically, who they've demoted very publicly, like over and over again, and an edge rusher who can't fit into this system. He was the only guy that was doing anything out there against Minnesota. He's one of the only guys. I thought he looked great. And you don't have a lot of great pass rushers on this team. I know that Vrabel really believes in Harold Landry, and you know I hope Keon White's better this year, but I want Jennings in the wings at the very least. If he's not fitting your defense, well, figure out a way to fit him in there. All right, Vrabel, let's figure out a way to get this guy involved, because you don't have that kind of depth at edge rusher that you can afford to go trading away Anfernee Jennings. And by the way, what do you reasonably expect to get for him or Kyle Duggar at this point? 6th round pick? You know, 7. Great. Good luck with that. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. There are your headlines. Let's get to the phone. Actually, let's wait a second. We'll take a break here, and we'll get to your phone calls. I have a thought on the Red Sox relief corps and the DFA market, which is now what the Red Sox are reduced to looking at since they made no significant deals at the deadline. We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, man. I think the last time I walked this many in a season, I threw 207 innings. So, it just sucks.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. $10 shake in the Twitch chat says, Arcand, I'd hardly call that a pants-crapping game. They had a clutch two-run home run in the ninth to tie it up. They left the bases loaded three straight innings, man. Three straight innings. They should have won that game by 8 runs. You kidding me? I mean, yeah, that was a nice home run by absolutely it was. That was a great moment. But the reason why
too
that
bad moment, it was wasted.
Exactly. The reason why that moment is going to just fly away like a fart in the wind is because they blew the game. Okay? So, yeah, it was a pants-crapping game. Absolutely it was. Absolutely it was.
Unlike games against the Marlins where they were potentially urinating games.
Kind of, yeah. 617-779-7937 is your phone number.
Trying to find the right word for
it. I know you are, Joe. It's okay. Let's go. I do have some thoughts on the DFA market and the Red Sox relievers, but first let's go to the phones. We'll start with Paul in Westfield. He's been waiting a long time. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good evening, Christian. How are you, bud?
Good. How you doing, Paul?
Good. Hey, I got to get the quick summary before I ask the question about why the Giants are in last, but when you're saying this is it, panic button, and there's Joe Braverman throwing the gas on the Antichrist Christian fire of they don't bounce, they bounce back from the five-game skid and don't lose 3 out of 4. We're done with the panic button. Thank you, Joe. And I'm thinking the whole point is when they're doing this bad with bases loaded and no hits and Crochet's getting killed, this is like their worst part of the season. And the highlight was when you said the other day, I'm thinking, Christ, I can't wait to hear what Christian says. The other night you said, when this stuff happens, you have to go back to the Devers and the Breslow's bad trading and nothing we could do.
Oh, yeah, when there's like when Jordan Hicks has a meltdown, yeah, that's going to come up. You're always going to go back to that every time Hicks goes out there and blows it, yes.
Yes, sir. And that's when I realized one of you guys was on the air with a season, family season tickets and seats, and now like two of the three seats are empty because of that horrible disease, you know, and it puts things in perspective and the record amount of money they made. That is the best of us doing the best. And I hope to hell you're right, Christian, because it is frustrating when they can be this good and then even the stars go bad. I mean, that what you described about our best hitter just missing everything.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Did you say bases loaded? With two outs or no outs?
No outs. And also with two outs. And I think the other time with one out. They stranded them every way you can strand them. You know? It was really something. It was truly a marvel of inefficiency. Let's go to Chris in Duxbury. He has a thought on Roman Anthony. Hey, Chris.
What's going on? How are you?
What's up, buddy?
A big fan, by the way.
Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about Roman Anthony and the contract.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think we're underselling him. I think we're overpaying him.
Overpaying Roman Anthony. Interesting. I would say that that's a hot take at this point because Roman Anthony has one of the best on-base percentages out of qualifying hitters in the majors, and he's 21. And so if you assume, like I do, that that's going to get better and that he is going to continue to evolve as a hitter, I don't know if his eye is going to get any better because, I mean, how really could it? He's already one of the best eyes in baseball at 21 years old. But if you believe that he is going to continue to progress, then I think that this is going to be a very, very favorable contract. And I had to let him go because there's this couple more calls on the line and also this DFA thing that I want to talk about. I may have hung up on him a little prematurely. Now I want to know why. Now I want to know why the contract's bad. Chris, call back. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
Hey, you got 15 minutes tomorrow.
I know, I do. But I'd rather he call back and explain himself. I had an itchy trigger finger there. I thought I didn't have as much time as I actually have. So go ahead and call back if you want to, Chris. I'm sorry I hung up on you. I do want to hear why Roman Anthony is a bad why he's getting overpaid. I would like to know that, why you think that. So if you call, I never do this, but if you call back, I'll let you back on. That was Walker Buehler that you heard coming back from the break, by the way. He has been brutal. Brutal. But only really if you're expecting him to pitch like a number three starter. If you're expecting fifth starter stuff from Walker Buehler, then that's basically what you're getting. You know, I mean, you're not, it's not good fifth starter. Like, you're not talking about like the five aces here, but we are talking about a fifth starter who can give you four-ish innings, and he'll walk some guys, but he'll only probably give up like two or three runs, and, you know, you got to lean on the bullpen, and that's the way it goes. I think you probably would want your, relievers, or your starters anyway, to give your relievers more of a break. And if your back-end starters are not eating innings, and that's kind of the whole point, you know, like that's what you want. You want guys that go out there and pitch innings, and Buehler just hasn't been doing that this year. If the Red Sox were the Dodgers, Buehler would have been DFA'd. Or they would have traded him or something at the deadline, like the Dodgers did with Dustin May. But the Red Sox are not the Dodgers. The Red Sox don't have a whole bunch of frontline quality starters coming back from the injured list. Instead, they are really hoping that they can patch it together and get to the postseason here with this rotation currently the way that it is right now. But if they had another option, if there was another option, I think that Buehler would be the odd man out. They just don't have any other options. Speaking of not having options, the following players on this team, I think, are in danger down the stretch, potentially. And maybe some of them aren't actually in real danger, but they're putting up the type of numbers that should put them in that sort of danger. And those guys are Yoshida, Toro, Connor Wong. I had Isaiah Campbell on the list. He got option today. Jordan Hicks, Walker Buehler. And Eaton's only up here while Abreu gets rehab, so I'm not. That's really only like five guys. But that's five guys who are killing this team whenever they're out there. And there's no real plan to replace them. Lowe was the replacement for Toro, but I feel like they're still part of a rotation here. And while Lowe has had a good start to his Red Sox career, I'm not ready to just, you know, completely bail on everything else, on every other option that you have. So I started looking around the league at other guys who got DFA'd, because that's how they got Lowe, right? They picked him up off the DFA scrap heap. Here's who's been DFA'd lately. Stop me, Joe, when I come to a name that really pops your cork, okay? Connor Brogdon, Paul Blackburn, Josh Walker, and Taylor Scott are the pitchers that have been DFA'd recently. Any of those get your toes a-tapping there?
Not at all. Not at all. I take most of the pitchers down in Worcester over those guys.
Position players who have been DFA'd recently, Mark Canha and Jacob Amaya. And that's a shortstop and an outfielder, by the way. I sort of remember Mark Canha. He played for the Royals, maybe. Amaya was on the White Sox. Getting DFA'd from the White Sox is certainly something. But this is what happens when you don't get serious about the trade deadline. You have to dumpster dive on the DFA wire, hoping for some miracle, all in the name of efficiency. You know they love that Lowe went out there and hit a home run, right? Because they got him for nothing. Wow, what a deal. Oh, we should extend them. Maybe you could have traded for a real player and extended him. Could you have done that, maybe? Could you have traded for one of these rentals? Oh, we can't touch the rentals. Actually, yeah, you can. And then when you get them here as a rental, you can extend them. That's very, very legal to do. You don't just have to do it with guys who are on the waiver wire, all right? Because they hit one home run when they first got here. And now, oh, yeah, we should extend them. Okay. Well, you know, you could have made a trade for an actual real player who wasn't getting DFA'd. You could have actually gone out there and put the work in and the courage and the boldness to go out and actually make one of those moves. And then, I don't know, use that money to extend the player that you brought in if they perform well. Crazy idea, I know. But I don't want Breslow thinking that just because Nathaniel Lowe came in here and walked and scored a run in the first game and then hit that big home run in the second game, that this is some sort of effective way of improving your roster, because it's not. It's pathetic. It's pathetic for a Red Sox team to be operating this way. That's my take on it.
I get what you're saying, but you also have to look at the other options they can get guys up. So the list you just gave, Toro is probably going to be gone. He's probably going to get DFA'd by the time Ref Snyder and or Willier are ready to come back and ready to return. So Tora will be gone. Yoshida is probably going to be a bench guy at some point. So he's not going to be in your lineup every single
day.
Okay,
but he's taking up a roster spot.
Right, but I'm saying you're looking just at the waiver wire. Look at Worcester as well. If you want to, you can bring up Christian Campbell, who has found a power resurgence. I know it's a spot that's not as tricky, but I'm just going off of names that are upgrades over the guys that you're putting out there right now. You have Peyton Tolley down in Worcester. David Sandlin's down there in Worcester. You can
David
easily...
Sandlin has an ERA in the sixes. David Sandlin is not really impressing me right now. And, you know, Tolley, I hope, can give you something. But this is sort of the point, too, that I'm not really happy about with this team right now. Isaiah Campbell gets optioned down to AAA today. You optioned Bernardino at the beginning of the month to make room for Mats. You optioned Zach Kelly. You called up Campbell and DFA'd Alcala. You option Murphy to bring in Moran. You call Bernardino back up. Moran's back down. Campbell's back down. It's just a big carousel. I don't want this internal snake eating its own tail carousel of players coming back up and down because you weren't bold enough to go out and do anything at the trade deadline. That's my point. I know what you're saying, and there are other options in the minors, I guess, but we're seeing some of those options. You know what happens to those options? They get optioned back down to the minors like a week later, and that's been going on and on like this since the trade deadline. It's getting old. That's sort of my point here. You know, you can bring up Christian Campbell and hope that he rediscovers his major league swing for these last 6 weeks of the season, but do you want to count on him? You want to count on him? He was... After that strong start, he was about as bad at the plate as any major league hitter I've ever seen. I mean, really, like, he was brutal for that stretch. This is the guy who's going to come up and save the offense? Like, I don't know. It's baseball. Weird stuff happens. Maybe he could. But I don't consider that some great option. You know, Abraham Toro has been really rough at the plate for a while now. You don't really have a plan to replace him. Nathaniel Lowe, that was a nice waiver wire pickup right there, I guess. You know, he's already produced more than Toro has in about a month. Just in these first two games. But you're counting on that? You're going to count on, you know, scrap heap guys? And your quadruple A guys who are sort of cycling back and forth, getting sent up and down, not getting called up? This is what happens when you're not serious at the trade deadline. This is what you get reduced to. And I think that that's really unfortunate because it did not need to be this way. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to more of your phone calls here in just a second. There was a play in the game last night that has been talked about all day. The sack fly with Nate Eaton on third base, and Kyle Hudson, the third base coach, did not send him home. We'll get into that. I have a theory on why all that happened. We'll discuss it with your phone calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.